Hello.
Hi, this is Vicky calling from customer service. Can I have your zip code, please?
46203.
46203. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, let's get you pulled up. I do apologize for the wait. What is the first and last name on the account, please?
Melissa Moorhead.
Melissa Moorhead. Okay. Just a second, Ms. Moorhead. Let me try looking it up by your name. Spell your last name for me, Ms. Moorhead.
Moorhead.
Okay. That's Moore or just M O?
No,
Head. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, Ms. Moorhead, I think I've located you. And I do apologize for the wait. Ms. Moorhead, could you please verify your address for me, please?
1249 South Denny Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46203.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm waiting for your account to pull up. Why did you call in today, Ms. Moorhead? What can we do for you today?
Because you guys keep taking money out of my account, so I had to stop my account and get a new card.
Okay.
Because I'm supposed to just pay the shipping, and then you guys keep charging my card.
Okay, well, we're going to take care of that today. Now, you have already reached out to your bank. Is that correct?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for your account to pull up, and as soon as it does, we'll go ahead and cancel that so that doesn't happen to you anymore. And I do apologize for the wait. It's taking a little bit.
Because they asked what happened, and I said that you guys are supposed to take the $5, and you guys keep taking money out. And they said, yeah, they see that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you did the $574 for the La Crusade. And then you were charged $67.32 because that put you into the online gadget store where now you will receive a gift certificate or a coupon for that store. Now that is yours. It's like $125. That would be a straight sale. So when you get that, please use that, and you won't be charged for that because you'd already paid for it. So
or where?
It's an online gadget store. It'll be attached with the gift certificate.
I think you guys are fraud, really. I don't want to use anything that you have, honestly. I
yes,
just
ma'am.
Don't want you messing with my account anymore, which I don't have to worry about that now because I couldn't get you guys to answer me, so I just reached out to the bank and stopped it.
Okay. Well, we're going to cancel that, and since you have reached out to the bank already, we're going to go ahead and we're going to refund the $67.32. So that's going back on your card, so you do not have to open up a what the hell?
She already said she filed a dispute with her bank.
Yeah, I didn't.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. Ma'am, did you already open the dispute or did you just cancel the card?
Because you guys keep taking the money out of my account.
Okay, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought that you said that you just opened a complaint. I didn't realize you'd already filed a dispute. Now, we can go ahead and put into your account to refund the money. But until your bank calls us and tells us that you've dropped the dispute, we can't refund your card. Because once you've opened that dispute, they're going to have to do their investigation before we can do anything with that account. And I
well,
do
they can
apologize
do an
for
investigation
that.
And get it back through you guys the way that, like, he told me that they would figure it out and get the money back. And I said, okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and denote in your account. And as soon as the bank calls to drop that dispute, we can refund your card. Hold on just a second, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and denote that in your account. As soon as your bank calls and tells us that you've just dropped the dispute, we can refund you. Because now that it's gone into dispute, the bank will call us and we'll send everything about the charge to them. And then they'll make a determination about whether to refund you.
Okay.
And I do regret that you had to open up a dispute, but it's going as soon as the bank.
Yeah, because I seen that you guys kept taking money out of my account that I didn't agree to.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as your
I'm
bank.
I'm not going to keep letting that happen.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as your bank calls us and tells us that the dispute is dropped, we can refund that money back to your card.
All right.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.